When you walk through the grocery store, nearly all the products you see, everything from food, drinks, even pet foods, cleaning supplies, and a growing line of organic products, were all produced by very large and very wealthy companies. Those companies that fill the stores with their products created their own group, the Grocery Manufacturers Association. Over the years and largely behind the scenes, the GMA has been responsible for some amazing work to feed the world, especially during and after times of war. Their contributions to society can't be overstated, but lately, there's been a change. The GMA seems less concerned with consumer education, marketing good products, and doing good work, and more focused on profits and enhancing shareholder value. Even as public opinion polls show that 90% of the population wants to know if the foods they purchase and consume contain genetically modified ingredients, the GMA has held firm and refuses to label their products appropriately. The GMA was one of the driving forces that defeated Proposition 37 in California and is working again to do the same in opposing Washington Initiative 522. Last week in Seattle, a small group of moms set up their own nonprofit organization, Moms for Labeling. They simply want to know which members of the GMA are responsible for contributing over $2 million to help defeat I-522. They filed a lawsuit, not asking for money, but simply asking for honesty and transparency from the GMA and its members. Several days later, the GMA responded with their own countersuit. This week, the Food Nation Radio Network reached out to the parties involved, and we'll let you decide. First, Elizabeth Doherty spoke with Karen Andonian, a mom and a member of Moms for Labeling.
Moms for Labeling, basically you're a group of moms that got together and said, hey, we want to know what we're feeding our kids, and we want other people to know what they're feeding their kids. So you're just a nonprofit organization trying to get them to disclose what people should already know.
Well, you'd think. I mean, I find it disheartening that we have to sign up to have a vote on an initiative just so we know what's in our food. I mean, it seems to me like that should be a basic human right.
It seems pretty politically motivated, doesn't it?
Oh, it's completely politically motivated. In fact, I've never been a political person, and until I started really looking into what's happening to our food supply, you just realize how very political food is.
So can you tell us a little bit about your lawsuit?
The lawsuit itself doesn't have a whole lot to do with the GMO issue. This is totally separate. We, Moms for Labeling, have reason to believe that the no on I-522 and the Grocery Manufacturers Association was not disclosing who their political donors were for the campaign. And in the state of Washington, you have to do that. So we filed this lawsuit because we felt it was important for them to disclose which companies are bankrolling their campaign.
The relief you're asking for from the court is to force them to comply with this state disclosure requirement.
Yeah, we're essentially just asking them to obey the law.
So you're not asking for monetary damages or anything like that?
No, not at all.
So are they officially registered as a political organization, or do you think de facto they're actually acting as a political organization?
They are de facto.
Because this is not just about membership dues that are being used. This is about extra contributions that aren't being disclosed. Is that right?
Right. They just put a lump sum of money, which I think was around $11 million towards the campaign, without disclosing who was contributing to this.
Now, for people in other states that are listening to the show and they don't understand what I-522 is, it's a bill in the state of Washington to label foods appropriately, including those that are genetically modified.
Basically, just labeling foods that contain genetically modified organisms. I have a personal interest in this because so many of the genetically modified ingredients are in foods that are marketed to children. Yeah. And I have a child with some disabilities, and I really got into this because, you know, I'm researching how to help her. Everything just came back to food. And I feel like right now that our children are part of one of the biggest human science experiences in my life. And it's just absolutely sickening. And I feel like the more you do know about what's going on, you can't help but to be a radical activist about it.
I understand that completely, because if it weren't for people like you going out and taking these steps, then no one would be aware. And we appreciate you giving us the chance to cover it and to give that information to our listeners. And we hope that you'll check back in with us and let us know what's happening.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
Moms for Labeling is represented by the law firm of Smith & Lowney in Seattle. We spoke with Noel Lowney about this case. Once again, Elizabeth Doherty.
I actually had a chance to read the complaint that was filed, and it looks like you are asking for declaratory judgment and injunctive relief based upon the fact that they're acting as a political organization without proper disclosure. Is that right?
Well, that's right. And the primary problem right now that we're dealing with is that over $11 million has come into our state from these out-of-state corporations to defeat our genetically engineered food labeling initiative. And the voters are getting misled as to who's financing this campaign. And so we're really focusing right now on making sure that the voters get the correct information and they can see who the interests are that are actually funding the very deceptive campaign that's being waged here by these folks.
So you're alleging that they should be registered as a political organization in the state, not necessarily on a federal level.
Well, that's right. I mean, ultimately, we want to see the GMA, the Grocery Manufacturers Association, the largest lobbying group of these grocery manufacturers, we want them to be labeled as a political committee because that's the way they're acting.
From what I understand, in California, a bunch of money came in through their organization from a bunch of different companies, and this time they're basically trying to hide that information. The moms for labeling are saying, this is not okay with us. We want to know who these people are, who these companies are. And I saw a pretty strong word in the complaint related to money laundering.
Well, you know, that's essentially what's happening here. People have the right to know who the contributors are to this campaign, but instead, what we've discovered, and we're trying to prove through this lawsuit, is that the grocery manufacturers went out and conducted a special assessment and collected money from their members, and that money's coming into the state to fund these deceptive ads. Mm-hmm. And that is essentially money laundering in a campaign finance sense. Again, we have only some information about that, and we're trying to get the court to allow us to do the discovery so that we can prove it up. But that's what we're alleging in our complaint.
It's my understanding that instead of trying to work things out in this regard, they filed a counterclaim against Moms for Labeling.
That's right. So they're basically asking for the judge not only to dismiss this complaint, but to penalize these moms by making them pay a penalty of $10,000 plus the attorney's fees for these corporations.
Are they saying that this is frivolous, or are they saying it was a failure to state a cause of action for which relief could be granted?
It's actually even more offensive than that. What they're arguing is that our lawsuit is a slap suit. They're saying, and that's a strategic lawsuit against public participation. So we've developed certain laws to try and protect activists from legal abuses by large corporations. And here, they're saying that these moms are doing that to them. So it's completely upside down.
Well, it's really distasteful to us that they would turn around and file a counterclaim like that. The vote's coming up here pretty soon, isn't it?
Well, it is. I mean, it's at the general election. And I do know, just in terms of speeding this up and some way that people can get involved, I do know that there is a petition that's being put online, I think, through the Move On website. And I think that that would be a good thing that somebody can do to support these moms.
Definitely, definitely. Well, as far as your legal fees go and everything, it looks like these moms came together to really try to do something positive here. And I am just blown away by the fact that the GMA would go to the great lengths that they are going to try to silence them.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Are you guys getting any local press there?
Well, we just told people about this countersuit, and I think a lot of people are interested. I mean, it's just such a bad precedent when these companies are going after just regular citizens who are just trying to enforce the law. So I think people are pretty disgusted all around, and hopefully the press will be interested in it.
We are certainly interested in it, and we want to keep following it. Do you guys have a hearing date set up for any time here in the future?
Well, we were hoping to take these depositions this week. Because they filed this special countersuit, it stops that. We're hoping to get before a judge next week so we could continue on our discovery and try and move the court for this special injunction. But, you know, it looks like it's going to be at least a week or two out before we can get all that done.
Wow, and we're already getting into October.
Yeah, they're just trying to run out the clock.
That is just so disgusting. We really appreciate your time and your effort and just overall what you're doing for these moms. Smith and Lowney, attorneys at law in Seattle, Washington. We really appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you for taking an interest in this.
Finally, we invited Brian Kennedy, the spokesman for the Grocery Manufacturers Association, to appear on the show, both via phone and email, and received no response. The I-522 initiative to label GMOs will appear on the ballot Tuesday, November 5th, 2013, and Washington state voters will have their say. The Food Nation Radio Network will continue to follow this case and urges a yes vote on I-522. This is the Food Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Food Nation Radio Network. Do you know where your food comes from? Over the next few minutes, you're going to learn some things about the food you take home to your family. We call this segment, Things That Make You Go, Hmm. Sponsored by Whole Foods Market.
Things That Make You Go, Hmm.
Once again, here's Elizabeth.
Well, I don't know how you feel, but when I heard all of that in the last segment, it really got to me. And you have to be wondering, how can I help? Especially if you're in the state of Washington, how can you help? Well, there's a lot of ways you can help. The first thing you can do is start contacting all of these organizations that want to label genetically modified food, the Center for Food Safety, the Institute for Responsible Technology, the Just Label It campaign, all of these groups, you'll see them online, all the Yes On sites for different states. All of these groups are nonprofit organizations that should be filing amicus briefs as part of this case. And the more amicus briefs you can file to encourage the court to do something in a timely manner and just get an emergency injunction done so that those advertising dollars stop flowing until there's transparency, that is probably one of the most important things you can do. I would encourage local media to cover this story in the state of Washington, and we're available if you want any background from us. They can certainly contact us. We have a lot of background on genetically modified food and all the initiatives that have gone on in this country. But, you know, as citizens, there's a lot you can do. You can do that. You can also contact your local representatives and try to get them involved. You can certainly contact some of these local organizations that are trying to stop labeling of genetically modified food and just tell them that's not acceptable.
I want to see you stand up and say in a loud voice, we're not going to take this anymore. We're not going to take you just ramming your way through this issue with money. You're not going to do it. You're not going to buy this issue like you did in California. The people in Washington are not going to take this.
Well, this is a little sneakier than what happened in California. At least we knew who the companies were.
It's a lot sneakier.
In this case, they're hiding the money through this organization. Mm-hmm. So we don't know who the actual companies are. And that's the, you know, the whole basis of this lawsuit is that it's not transparent. They're acting as a political organization trying to sway voters. So they have reporting requirements.
And like you said at the very beginning of the show, the theme of this show is accountability. We're holding you accountable, GMA.
Well, it's really easy to try to ignore media, but we have the luxury, we can keep talking about you. We can keep talking about you every week until the vote in November.
And then even more so.
If it's so safe, what's wrong with labeling it? That's the bottom line. Thanks for joining us today. You've been listening to Food Nation Radio Network. Look for our interviews posted online. You don't want to miss it, and you want to share it with your friends. Take care.
This is the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty, sponsored by Whole Foods Market. Did you miss any part of the show? Listen anytime at businesstalkradio.net and click podcasts. And be sure to follow Elizabeth on Twitter, keyword Food Nation Radio. Join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern for Food Nation Radio on the Business Talk Radio Network.